For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Next Thursday is Election Day, and for most of the candidates in the primaries, this is the home stretch. That's especially true for a slate of Republican candidates running for governor in what is expected to be one of the most expensive campaign seasons in state history. Joining us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris.
So, Otis, on Monday, the Tennessean wrote about a poll heavily skewed to East Tennessee that puts Williamson County businessman Bill Lee out as the leading Republican, followed by another businessman, Randy Boyd. What do you make of that poll?
Well, it was sort of surprising to see that Bill Lee, who has been in third place pretty much throughout the entire campaign, to surge to first place and to be that far ahead, 6 points ahead of Randy Boyd, 7 points ahead of Diane Black. The Black campaign and the Boyd campaign are both saying this is a bogus poll. But the fact is, Bill Lee has been surging, primarily because I believe that a lot of Republican voters are tired of the negative ads that Black and Boyd are waging, and they're looking for an alternative, and there's Bill Lee standing out there as the alternative candidate.
Governor Bill Haslam is also a highly successful businessman. I wonder if, is that kind of the Tennessee model for governor?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you look at Bill Haslam, and before that, Phil Bredesen, who was a very successful business guy. That's why the conventional wisdom was that Boyd was probably going to win this. Now Bill Lee, again, has come out of nowhere here, and he is a very viable contender. And now, you know, you have people like Diane Black attacking him. She sees that he's surging, and so she's trying to bring him down a notch or two.
When this race for governor got started, many people thought that this could be a woman's year in Tennessee. We had Diane Black, as you said, and then there's House Speaker Beth Harwell. What's happened here?
Tennesseans don't normally elect statewide candidates who are so extreme to either side. Mm-hmm. And Diane Black comes across as a very extreme conservative. And the same thing is for Marsha Blackburn, who's running for Senate. Yes, this could be and should be the year that women make major gains, but you still have to be a little bit more to the center right if you're a Republican in a statewide election in Tennessee and not be that far to the extreme. And I think both Blackburn and Diane Black are to the extreme.
This week, of course, America continued to hear about President Trump's adultery, his hush money to a Playboy model, the Russian election meddling. It's interesting that the Republican candidates here in Tennessee are still fighting over who is the closest to Trump, who is the most similar to Trump. Do you see this strategy backfiring? Maybe eventually in the general election?
Well, I certainly don't think that they will be doing it as much in the general election. I don't think that they're going to be that gung-ho with Trump in the fall, but they think they have to do it now because primary voters, they think, are voters who are so loyal to Trump. And there are a lot of people who are in Tennessee, Republicans, who are very, very loyal to Trump, no matter what happens with Stormy Daniels or McDougal or whoever it is. A lot of people are going to stick with him, and they are counting on that in the primary.
I was a little surprised that Democrats here in Shelby County are also using Donald Trump, even maybe in places where they don't really need to use Donald Trump as leverage. Shelby County Mayor, for example, isn't exactly a job with a massive social impact. But here I see the race between Lee Harris and David Lenore. The advertising is really a lot about Planned Parenthood and gay rights, mm-hmm. and even they talk about hate groups. Mm-hmm. Very little about taxes.
Yeah. I just think that that's just part of the climate that we're in right now, where Donald Trump has sucked up all the air.
Early voting ends tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th. What did we learn about their early voting this year in Shelby County?
Well, I'll have to look at the numbers. Certainly, I'll look at the numbers at the end of early voting on tomorrow. But I was surprised earlier in the week that turnout for the early vote still was not matching the turnout in 2014, which was really surprising for me because in 2014, you didn't have that many open seats. You had a county mayor who was running for re-election. You had a governor who was running for re-election, both very popular. But the turnout in 2014 is outpacing the turnout this year. I find that very, very surprising. Hmm. Also, it's not that surprising. Democrats are turning out in Shelby County far more than Republicans are. I think that Republicans on the ballot, on the county general ballot, should be a little concerned about that, and they'll have to push their voters to the polls on Election Day.
And what should we be keeping an eye out for in the coming week leading up to Election Day?
Well, locally, we need to keep an eye on just how Lee Harris and David Lenore close out their campaigns, whether there's any what we call late election surprise, maybe the late July surprise. We'll see if there's anything there. I've been talking, and this is far down ballot, Chris, but I think it's very important. Three city council members who are running for countywide offices still are not saying that if they win, they are not saying that they're going to give up their city council seats right away. They will be holding two seats, city council seat and a county seat at the same time, which I am thoroughly against, because I think the voters should decide their replacements in the November election. But if they hold on to those seats for the 90 days that they can hold on to that city council seat, that means that the voters won't get to pick their replacements. The city council will. Hmm. We'll have to see if they make any changes between now and the election day, or if they win, what they're going to do.
And how could that affect some maybe local ordinances or rules?
Well,
is there some strategy behind that?
Well, I think it's honestly, from my point of view, I think it's just selfishness on their part. They don't want to give up that city council seat right away. They want to keep it until the maximum time that they have to get rid of it. But I think that the voters need to know this, that you have three city council members who are looking to stay in office because they're term limited in the council next year, and they are running for these county seats, but they don't want to give up the city council seat if they win the county offices. I think voters need to know that.
Political analyst Otis Sanford, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.